This is Akashvani, the news read by Niharika Bhuvania. The External Affairs Ministry has said today that the Citizenship Amendment Act 2019 or CAA is an internal matter of India and is in keeping with India's inclusive traditions and long-standing commitment to human rights. Addressing media in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, the Act grants a safe haven to persecuted minorities belonging to Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Jain, Parsi and Christian communities from Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh who have entered India on or before 31st December 2014. He stressed that CAA is about giving citizenship and not taking away citizenship. In another development, the External Affairs Ministry has set up a 24-hour control room in view of the ongoing developments in Haiti. The control room will monitor the situation and provide information and assistance. The contact details of the control room can be contacted on the toll-free number 1800-118-797. The Union Government has rolled out an e-vehicle policy to encourage and boost domestic manufacturing of e-vehicles. The policy is aimed at attracting investments in the e-vehicle space. The policy will allow Indian consumers access to latest technology while ensuring the Make in India initiative. By promoting healthy competition among EV players, the policy aims to enhance the volume of production and economies of scale. It also aims to reduce imports of crude oil, lower trade deficit and reduce air pollution. Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, today launched Ethanol 100, an alternate auto fuel in New Delhi. Mr. Puri said that the green fuels like Ethanol 100 will play a key role in sustaining the economic growth of the country. Ethanol 100 is a cleaner and greener alternative to gasoline. The fuel produces lower emissions of greenhouse gases, a reduction by around 63% on well-to-wheel basis. The Election Commission will announce the schedule for General Elections 2024 tomorrow. The announcement will be made in the afternoon at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. Along with Lok Sabha polls, the Commission will also declare the schedule for Assembly polls to be held in some states. The term of the current Lok Sabha is going to end on the 16th of June this year. In 2019, the Lok Sabha elections were held in seven phases during April and May. It is expected this time as well that polling will be conducted in several phases in April and May. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in the Lok Sabha election campaign program in Pathanamthitta district in Kerala, giving a major boost to the NDA campaign in the state. Speaking at a public meeting, Mr. Modi said that BJP will win seats from Kerala in the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister held a public meeting at Kanyakumari in Tamil Nadu. Two Trinamool Congress MPs, Arjun Singh and Dibyendu Adhikari, today joined the BJP in New Delhi. Mr. Singh represents Barakpur seat, while Mr. Adhikari is the MP from Tamluk constituency. They joined BJP in the presence of Party General Secretary Dushyant Gautam and Party Leader Amit Malviya. Voting is taking place in Russia for the three-day presidential elections. Polling began this morning from the country's easternmost regions, Chukotka and Kamchatka, and it will close at 11:30 p.m. Indian time on Sunday in Kaliningrad, a Russian exclave bordering Poland and Lithuania. People across Russia are voting to elect their president for the next 6 years. The candidates who are contesting for the top state post in the election are Russia's incumbent president Vladimir Putin, New People's Party's Vladislav Davankov and Communist Party of Russia's Nikolai Kharitonov. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore will face Mumbai Indians in the eliminator match in Delhi this evening at 7:30 p.m. The winning team of today's match will face Delhi Capitals in the final on Sunday. In badminton, India's Lakshya Sen will face Lee Chi Chia of Malaysia in men's single quarterfinals of All England Open Championships in Birmingham tonight. Commonwealth Games gold medalist Lakshya entered the quarterfinals beating Denmark's Anders Antonsen in a hard-fought match last night. Lakshya, who finished runner-up at the 2022 edition, fought his way back from a 2-8 deficit. And that is the end of this news bulletin.